For many years, we've encouraged radio stations to be the local news hub with their station websites. But what if local news is simply not possible for you? What kind of content do you have to bring visitors back day after day? Let's dive in. Well, earlier this week, I submitted an article to RadioUpdate.com titled, How Stations Can Win Online Without News. And I thought I would do a podcast follow-up to that. If you're not following RadioUpdate.com, by the way, you should. It's not just the industry news of the big corporations and stuff like that. This is actually actionable information built and populated by radio consultants. Andy Meadows and Tracy Johnson, who we've had here on the podcast. John Lund also contributes to that website as well. So really, every time you visit, you're going to find something of value. But getting back to the topic at hand, having a station website be a local news hub is really a no-brainer for most radio stations. You just take the news that you're providing each morning and throughout the day, and then you just repurpose it or pre-purpose it for online use. And that consistently updated content gives people a reason to return day after day. And AI tools are making this easier and faster to do, because you surely don't want a brochure website that nobody visits. That is the worst thing that you can do. You're not going to make money just by having a website with a listen live button and your logo and an address to your radio station on it. To really, really can see a website that you can make money from, you have to have content that is updated daily. And we recommend that local news is that, but what if local news simply is not possible? This is feedback that I hear often from radio stations that lack the staff. Others have competitors in the market who already own local news. Or perhaps your format of your radio station makes it difficult to sustain daily news coverage. Regardless of your situation, it does not mean that you need to step back from being a content leader in your market. In fact, this challenge could push your station to create a digital strategy that your competitors simply can't match. Well, the first thing to do is don't compete head-on with somebody in your market who already owns local news. Don't try to out-news them. Unless you're coming with a bigger team than they have, all right? And most of the people who are listening to this podcast probably don't have that. Instead, ask, what are they not doing well with their website? And the same goes for on-air as well. Are they ignoring community events? Do they lack strong air personalities who blog daily? Do they miss opportunities to tell human stories about the community? News-heavy stations, they often sacrifice personality and local flavor for headlines. That's really what they're all about. More headlines is more reasons to visit the website. But this is your opportunity. If they are not, you know, focusing on those other things, it's an opportunity for you to lean into those kinds of opportunities and really give the personal side of radio that they're not doing. Because, like I said, if they're focused on headlines, they're probably not focused on the other stuff. Another thing that you can do is focus on events. That's one thing that we recommend. Local events, I mean, they're not always headlines, but they do connect people. Promoting events on your website ahead of time, covering them on air and online and on social, gives you a unique authority, and it gives you something to populate a website with that people go back and say, what's happening this weekend? Oh, let's go check, you know, W so-and-so and so-and-so, and let's check out their website. And because you've made it an events hub, everything that's happening this weekend, local concerts or local music being at different restaurants and stuff like that, all of that is great content that helps people plan their weekend. Post photo galleries, recaps, and even do maybe audio and video highlights of the events upcoming this weekend, or maybe the events that happened last weekend. Interview event organizers or spotlight, you know, what's coming up and what happened. I mean, generic national news, that's the kind of content that people can get anywhere else. They can't get what's happening in your local community everywhere. And that's where you can step in and be that online resource. Another thing that you can do is be the personality-driven station. That's right. If you can't do local news and be the local news station, be the people station. Encourage your talent to blog about things in their community, share personal takes on everything, record short videos for social media that, you know, feel raw and real, showcase your team's unique perspectives on music, pop culture, local life, the things that are happening this weekend. I mean, If you're syndicated throughout the day, no problem. Ask for RSS feeds from their blogs that maybe you can put on your website. Now, you don't want to link off of your website to go to their blog, but maybe you can import that to where it feels like they're actually blogging on your station website. Because a station that has strong personalities, well, that's going to create loyalty. That's one thing that a couple of stations that I follow here in our market, that their personalities, their mornings, they still have a local morning show, and you know, they're posting on social media, and you know, it makes you feel a whole lot closer, not only to that station, but the shows in general. All right. So in a market saturated with news updates like that, reliable hosts can stand out and be actually more relatable and bring more people to your radio station and to your website. All right. Other content opportunities that are out there, some things, if you're not, don't fall into one of those camps, some other things that you can do without relying on traditional local news is focus on local sports. Even small market games matter to families. Highlight schedules, scores, and standout players. You can do community voices. NPR did this very well at one point. Feature local leaders, teachers, and business owners, and local artists. If you're in a market that does a lot of local music in, you know, venues around town, some markets are like that. Be the station that focuses on them with short interviews and, I mean, just highlight everything that's going on in your town around this local music scene. And that can mean more than any kind of breaking news ever could. All right. You can also focus on obituaries and milestones. Yeah. You may not think obituaries might work well in your market, but depending on your format, obviously, birthdays, anniversaries, obituaries, they have done very, very well to the point where some obituary pages are the most popular pages in a lot of these smaller markets, national sites. They're never going to cover that kind of content. So you have that really presents a great opportunity for you. Lifestyle content like weather tips, local restaurant reviews, seasonal guides like the best pumpkin patches near you. All of that is evergreen content too. So not only is it seasonal, but it can remain on your website and keep bringing people back to your website year after year. You can do interactive features like polls, question of the days, listener submitted stories and photo albums and galleries. You can even do swap shop programming. A lot of stations still do, you know, Tradio or Trading Post or Swap Shop. These are people that actually call into the radio station and they have either things or services for sale. They're not paying for it, but it's great content and it gets the community involved as well. You can highlight all of these things that you have for sale on your website. So if they missed Swap Shop, they can always go to the website or maybe even submit those items from your website. All of these things position your station as a community trusted hub without even trusting traditional news. Yeah, while we still say that local news is going to bring people to your website, there are all kinds of local things out there that you can substitute instead if somebody else is doing local news or your format doesn't support it, or if you just don't have the staff for that. And you may be thinking, well, how about I just import a bunch of RSS feeds? Well, don't get me started on that one. That's a whole other podcast. I mean, it's very tempting to fill your website with national or syndicated news feeds, but here's the problem with that. Listeners who will feed off of that content, they're more than likely already getting it from somewhere else, like their social media, who, you know, I mean, they're inundated with that kind of content. So if your digital presence looks like a copy of Yahoo News or some of these other just news aggregates or whatever, and especially if they link off of your website, you'd never want that, then there's really no reason for your community to visit your website in the first place, all right? Local, unique, personality-driven content will always win. And you can judge it by the headlines. I mean, a lot of the bigger radio groups now, they're starting to see the value that we've been preaching for the last 15 years of local, local, local. They're just now starting to get in on that, and that's something that we can win at already without even trying to compete with them. They're going to be competing with us because we already have the local, you know, the local vibe now. And really, it's going to be them trying to catch up with us if we follow these best practices. All right. Yeah, you can be content heavy without being the news station. It just requires creativity, consistency, and a focus on what your competitors are overlooking. And chances are, there's a lot of things that your competitors are overlooking that you can take advantage of. So if news isn't in your wheelhouse, don't worry about it. Don't retreat. Lean into it. Events, personalities, local sports. I mean, all of these are things or stories that your station can tell without just relying on local news. And that's how you're going to stand out, earn trust, and become essential in your community and online. Do you have a website that supports all of this? If you don't, we'd love to help you. You just reach out to us at skyrocketradio.com. Hey, if this content helps you out, be sure to like, subscribe, and share it with your community. We so much appreciate that. Have an awesome week online making your radio station website better. We'll see you next time.
Looking to maximize your radio station's digital presence? Skyrocket Radio delivers custom websites and mobile apps built exclusively for radio stations by radio professionals. Our websites engage listeners and drive revenue, while the integrated apps keep your audience connected wherever they are. It's a complete digital solution designed to boost your station's reach and ad sales. To take your station's online experience to the next level, visit skyrocketradio.com.